This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN agencies on Friday warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Afghanistan as Taliban advances drive tens of thousands of people from their homes amid spreading hunger. Insurgents over the past 2 days have taken control of the second and third biggest cities as Western embassies prepare to send in troops to help evacuate staff, although the United Nations says its 320 staff members will remain. The UN's refugee agency claims more than 250,000 people have been forced from their homes since May, 80% of them women and children. They say many reported extortions by armed groups on the way and having to dodge improvised explosives along major roads. Thousands of people are rushing from rural areas to the capital, Kabul, and other urban centers in search of shelter, according to another UN official. He says they are sleeping in the open, in parks and public spaces, and a major concern right now is simply finding shelter for them. British police say six people, including a child, were killed in a mass shooting in southwest England on Thursday evening, a rare incident which officials called, quote, shocking. Police said two women and three men, including the suspect, died at the scene from gunshot wounds, while another woman died shortly after at the hospital. Britain has one of the lowest gun homicide rates in the world. Thursday's incident was the country's first mass shooting in over a decade. Police had earlier described the shooting as a, quote, serious firearms incident and said the situation was contained. They added it was not terrorism related. Local media quoted a witness who said a gunman kicked in the front door of a home before shooting a mother and a daughter, escaping through a park behind the house, and then shooting two dog walkers. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late Thursday gave a green light to COVID-19 vaccine boosters. However, the FDA authorization applies only to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and only for people with compromised immune systems. The U.S. follows other countries like Israel and Germany, which have decided to offer a third shot as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. When it comes to the general population, scientists are still divided over the question of whether boosters are a benefit. Both Pfizer and Moderna have been advocating for booster shots amid reports of breakthrough cases in people who are fully vaccinated. The FDA's authorization focuses on people who have had solid organ transplants or those with similarly compromised immune systems. Meanwhile, many countries are struggling to get access to even first vaccine doses. The World Health Organization last week called for a moratorium on boosters until the end of September. A worsening coronavirus outbreak in Sydney prompted Australian regions to pull up the drawbridge on the city and surrounding state Friday by implementing unprecedented travel restrictions. Western Australia becomes the latest state to impose tighter curbs on travel from New South Wales and its state capital, which posted a record 390 new infections Friday. Western Australia's premier says beginning Tuesday, would-be travelers will have to secure an exemption to enter his state, provide a negative COVID test, show proof of at least one vaccine dose, undergo 14 days home quarantine, and install a tracking app on their phone. If Sydney's cases go above 500 a day, travelers will have to undergo a mandatory 14-day hotel quarantine, and exemptions will be limited to a small number, including the armed forces. There's growing anger at Sydney's failure to bring its seven-week-old outbreak under control as cases spread to the countryside and across state borders. More than 10 million Australians are in lockdown as the Sydney cluster, which started with one overseas flight crew and grew to nearly 7,000 cases. And Thailand's COVID-19 task force said on Friday the country could see coronavirus cases double to 45,000 per day by early next month, even with current lockdown measures in place, as authorities urged people to stay home to reduce infection risks. Thailand has been struggling with its worst outbreak so far, with a daily average of 20,000 new infections and 180 deaths in the past week, compared to just 70 new cases and single-digit daily fatalities less than 5 months ago. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.